Learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Kaflam and Amid Beis. The Gemara is going on the Machlokes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar says Machshir Mila is Derech Shabbos. So if you didn't bring the ninth before Shabbos, you're allowed to bring it on Shabbos even Derech Shusar Rabbim. And Rabbi Kiva argues, Rabbi Kiva holds Machshir Mila not Derech Shabbos because you could have done it earlier. So the Gemara in the bottom of Kaflam it says Amar Avada Bar Avada Rebitzik Machas Shach Lehivu Ezul Meir Shabbos. One time they forgot to bring the knife from Erev Shabbos. If you have a Shabbos, they're a gagas, they're a chatzavis. Shalei b'tzayner b'lezer. They didn't bring the knife, so they brought it, they're a gagas, they're a chatzavis. And Mar said, what do you mean, shalei b'tzayner b'lezer? B'lezer, how's he allowed to bring it on, your b'lezer, how's machshir milas derech Shabbos? So Gemara says, it means, shalei b'tzayner b'lezer, he holds his mut even b'shus harabim. And b'tzayn the chachamim that hold that b'shus harabim it's also, because that's their isa. But derech gagas derech atzeus, he says, derech abonan, that's mutter. But the Gemara is not true. The Braisa says, kashem shem evin oisin derech shasram, kachem evin oisin loy derech gagas, loy derech afivas, loy derech atzeus. Just like you're not allowed to do nisa deraisa, you also not allowed to do nisa derech abonan, bring it derech gagas, atzeus, or kafifas. So that's what Rav Ashi said. That's takash loy betzener blazer umach lukusai. It's not betzener blazer, blazer hold its mutter even b'shus harabim. Machlokusa, the Rabbanan hold us also even derech gagas or derech atzeus. So who is the Britzayin? It's Britzayin Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon says echad gagas, echad fivas, echad atzeus, kumishas achasein lekel sheshavse b'seichem leil lekem sheshavse b'seichem bayis. Reb Shimon holds the whole din of Erevin doesn't apply to the kelim that was shavsu in the chatzeus, and only applies to the kelim that was shavsu in the batim. Whole Gemara there, whole sugya, ninth parak of Erevin. The emes is even the Rabbanan hold that you line a carry from one chatzah to another chatzah, the kelim sheshavsu b'chatzah. And the two chatzeris are called the shesachas, the shayla by gagim. When the Rabbanan hold that the gagim are not, Reb Meir holds they are. Reb Shimon holds everything, gag and a chatzah and a karfif, all that considered to be one rishus, only regard to the kelim sheshavsu b'secha, the kelim that were there b'secha when Shabbos started. And the din of Erevin only legabi the kelim sheshavsu b'secha bayis. There you'd have an issa to bring them into a chatzir or to bring them mechatzir l'chatzir. So Taisa says, lekelim sheshavsu b'secha, v'kachay ha'isa izmo. So the knife was shavas in the chatzir. That was the case. I saw that Chaim Sefer was bothered. That's very good for the knife. But the baby wasn't shavas in the chatzir. You can't tell me the baby and the mother spent the whole Shabbos in the chatzir. He says a whole pshat, because the halacha is, even if the knife was shavas b'chatzir, so you can bring it mechatzir l'chatzir, but you can't bring it to another house, which you were ma'ariv with. So he says a whole pshat, you brought the baby to close to the door, and the male was able to stick the knife in. Very strange. I don't understand this kasha b'chlal. If the chatzir where the baby was ma'ariv within itself, that particular chatzir, let's say, had only one bayis in it, or if it had other batim, that was mu'riv, but just the chatzir was mu'riv. So you're allowed to bring the kelim from the batim to the chatzir, and from the chatzir to the batim. But you wouldn't be allowed to bring a keli that was shavas in the bayis to a different chatzir, because that is not mu'riv with, only to the chatzir it's mu'riv with. So the case is pashit. The knife was the klisha shavas b'chatzir, you could carry it mechatzir l'chatzir. The baby was in the house, but you could bring the baby to the chatzah, which is ma'uruv with the house, do the milah, you're not bringing the knife into the house, do the milah in the chatzah, and then bring the baby back to the house, because the bayis and the chatzah could be ma'uruv together. As I look at Pashit. Now, as a Rashi later in the sugya goes on to talk about if a mavish l'nishtat fubay, you're allowed to carry it b'dal namais, and the Gemara brings the story that Rashi ben Lakish said, Mishum Rabbi Yudah Nasi, why did they bring the knife on Shabbos? How could they pass like a blazer? Blazer shmuti and yachav ram malacha karabim. So Rabbi Yishai said, Rabbi Yehuda Geiza told them, they didn't bring the knife derech shusaram. They brought the knife derech mavish l'nishtafubay from one end of the mavi to the other end of the mavi. So Rashi says, "Shayatinak bebayish shibereisha mavi, veizmal bebayish shibereisha achashe kenegdoi." And the tinak was in the house on one end of the mavi, and the izmal was in the house of the other end. Now, if the izmal was in the house on the other end, that's a keli sheshavsu bebayis. If a keli is shavsu b'bayis, so you wouldn't be allowed to bring it to a mavish l'nishtatfu bay. Taisus would learn like he learns here, that the knife was b'chatzer. And like we said, the baby could be in the bayis, but you could bring the baby out to the chatzer on the other side if the house and that chatzer is muriv together. Which, why shouldn't you say it's muriv together? But Rashi says that the izma was in the house. So the mashah is the kasha. If the izma was in the house, that's a klisha shavsu b'bayis. A klisha shavsu b'bayis, yizichan ala to bring into a mavish l'nishtatfu bay. So here's the shvekite. We want to go like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that Echad Gagas Echad Seres Echadiv Veser Rishus Achas saying Lekem Sheshavsu Besecha Veloy Lekem Sheshavsu Besecha Bais. Taisa says a knife was Shavsu Besecha. But Rashi later in the Sugya, a similar case, says that the knife was in the house and you brought it to a Mavish Lein Nishadfu Bay. That wouldn't help. A Peladik Akasha. So now Shah says the Teretz Alpi the Rif. I'll be the Ravasa, the Rif brings. The Rif brings Ravasa Rishainim, which he argues on. But the Marsha says, I'll tell you a pshat in the Ravasa. The Ravasa actually is the Rabbeinu Chananel in Kufvah Min Aleph. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Mamish, the same thing that the Rif brings from his, from the Ravasa, the Rishainim, means Rabbeinu Chananel, Lechaya, and maybe others. Because the Rif says the Rishainim paskin, not like a Bishimon. We have here in the Gemara, the Rabbanan hold, the Rablez holds, you let it carry a Derech Shusarab. We don't paskin that way. The Rabbanan hold, you can't carry it even derech agas katzeri sukafivais. Rav Shimon holds, you like to carry it derech agas katzeri sukafivais, because it's Rishus Sachas lekelem sheshav sebesecha v'loy lekelem sheshav sebesecha bais. Zag the Rishainim, the Rif brings paske ravis at less hilchasik Rav Shimon legabe Ismail. We don't paske like Rav Shimon legabe Ismail. If you look at the Gemara in Kol Gagais, where Rav Shimon makes his original statement, Echa gagas vecha gatzeris echa kafivais. Rishus achas the kelm sheshavs the besaycha vil the kelm sheshavs the besaycha bayis. The Rav says alacha kreb shimon. But he says that's in kol gagas. That's legabe erivit. But in here, legabe isma, we pass like the rabbanan. And they bring four rais. One is because he passing like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, kom alacha shev shalasei sumer of Shabbos ain't a deichas of Shabbos. Anything you can do Erev Shabbos is not Derech Shabbos. So who had been carrying Derech Gagas Katzeris Shekafivas, you could have done it Erev Shabbos. It's not Derech Shabbos. Second he brings, Rava says in Psachim, the 8th Perek, Daf Tzadik Gimel, Daf Tzadik Beis, Oral V'Hizmel, Oral V'Azor V'Izmel, Aminu Devrei B'Makam Karis. By Oral, Azor, and Izmel, Chazal were Makbet and Issa Derabon and even B'Makam Karis. And the verse is Izmel Mahi. Because it says it's Brysik, Shem Shem Vi Nois Derech Shisarab, Kachem Vi Nois Derech Gagas Katzeris Ukafifas. So you see, Klar in the Gemara Psachim Paskins that you can't carry Derech Gagas Katzeris Ukafifas. Third time they say, Yachav Ram Lacha Karabim, because Machalikas Ubanab Shem, we Paskin like the Rabbanan. And it also brings the Yishalmi, and the Yishalmi has a case where they didn't bring the knife, and they said you have to push it off the Machar, so you see, you can't even bring a Derech Gagas Ukatzeris. At Kan, the Lashon of the Rishainim. So Zok the Rif, I don't like the Psak. It's very shver. We passing like Reb Shimon. So what's the problem? You can't even do it for Dvar Rishus. Why can't you do it for Mila? What's the Pshat in these Gainim that are saying that for Mila, you can't do it? It's Mutter. That's how we passing. I Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva means something that's Usser. And you can do it Erev Shabbos, so it's not Deicha Shabbos. But carrying from chatzel to chatzel, kelim kli chatzel is mutter. Even for a shus, kol came for a mitzvah. And that gemara that Rava said, that Oral Vazov Ismail, Hamidu Devrayim B'Makim Kares, and he brought down this brisa, Kshem Shemves Derech Shusaram, Kachem Ves and Derech Agas, Derech Atzeres, Derech Kafifais, that means according to the one that holds his aser. According to the one that holds his aser, so even is there abundance that way. So we talk a paskin that way. It's negaya to Kalev Sheshav Sebesech Abayis. The Rav Shimon holds his aser. If it's a Kalev Sheshav Sebesech Abayis, then of course you won't be able to carry it. Derek Agas, Derek Seis, Derek Afifas. Everyone holds that way. But Kli Chatzer, which we paskin and Erevin like Rav Shimon, it's mutter. So that's not what Rava meant, that that's aser b'makamila. If it's mutter, why should it be aser b'makamila? Rava's quoting the Braisa. The Braisa means that they didn't weren't mantan, isn't there Abanan? And the Braisa held that Gagas Katzeris Kafifas Asim in the Rabbanan. That's Negei according to Rav Shimon for Kli Batim. But it doesn't mean to say that for Mila you have to paskin that it's also Paskin, it's Mutter. That's the Rif's taina on the Rishonim. Chayim Amish Apella. But we need a pshat for the Rishonim. Ben Chanana, like we said. Chazak de Marashah, the Rishonim learned up when the Gemara says, Ela B'tzayin Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon is making another machlokes. There's one machlokes we have by Kli Chatzer. And that's not talking about B'makom Milah. That's talking about even Mirushas. And the Rabbanan have certain limitations on Kli Chatzer, Migag L'gag, or according to Reb Meir, Migag L'chatzer, or Michatzer L'karif, of different things. And Reb Shimon all no limitations, Echa Gagas, Echa Gatzeris, Echa Kafivas, Kulm, Shasachas, Lekelem, Shashavs, L'chatzer. But Milah is not a case of Kli Shashavs, L'chatzer. Who keeps an Ismul Shem Milah in a chatzer? That's not what the Gemara means. Taisa says, Sashin Akimtam, Stamanat said, the Rif learned. But the Rav said, the Rif ring, they all davadanat. Avada the case is the Ismul is Besecha Bais. But the Gemara means like this. Azaivi, there are bun and hole that you can't even carry the Kli Chatzer, Derech Gagas, Derech Hatzeris, and Derech Hefifais. So Mela, who would demand Ismul Shel Milah? They were Makbit. But if Shimon holds that the Kli Chatzer you could carry, Derech Gagas, Derech Hatzeris, Derech Hefifais. Ibezei for Milah, he'd be Mekel even by Kli Batim. That's a mitzaser. But for Milah, he'd be Mekel. So that's what the Gemara means. We have a case where they did it. It was Shalai B'tzayin or Blezer. Blezer would have held they did it. They could do it B'shus HaRabim. It was Shalai B'tzayin Chachamim because Chacham clearly hold it's aser. We're talking about Kli Batim. So if I see Reb Shimon that holds that Kli Chatzir is Mutim in Chatzir L'Chatzir even with Varishus, he would hold that even Kli Batim would be Mutter when it comes to Milah. That's where the Rishonim say we don't paskin like. Because the Mishnah Rabbi Kiva is not mashma that way. Because Ravim Sachim says, Ismail amida devreim b'makam kares. It's mashma we taka paskin that way. It's hard, a little bit hard for me to understand the kasha of the Rishonim yachid v'rab malacha karabim. Because since the Gemara is tailor this machlekes in the machlekes of Shimon the Chacham legabe kli chatzer, and there we happen to pass like of Shimon even though he's a yachid, so mehechet heisa, we should go make a chilek and say legabe mila, even the kli batim are going to be also when the Gemara is telling the same machlekes. Chais is klar. V'akopanim, that's a shtickle from the Marashah, that the ravis of the rif rings, which we have in the Ben Chanana on the side, they hold even kli batim amut, that's the yisai to the Gemara. So that's what Rashi means over here also. The case by the Mavi Shalei Neshtatfubai, we're talking about Kli Batim, and it's Mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. Now, like the Maram Shif points out, Rabbi Shimon would only be Mutter if you'd be allowed to carry the Kli Mavli in the Mavli Shlein Ishtatfubai. That's why the Gemara brings it as a Raya. If you can't carry the Kli Mavli in the Mavli Shlein Ishtatfubai, then you won't have Rabbi Shimon's Heter. That's why the Gemara brought a Raya from the fact that you have Rabbi Shimon's Heter by a Mavli Shlein Ishtatfubai, that a mavish and a statfubai, you're allowed to carry the kli mavli bekulai. Even though here we're not talking about the kli mavli, we're talking about the kli batim, it's a special heta famila, but the heta famila is based on the fact that the kli chatzir are mutter, so by mila even the kli batim are mutter. If a mavish and a statfubai, there'd be an isser even on the kli mavli, so you wouldn't have the heta by mila as well. But that's the mashal shtickle, the rif, and taisa's neman, that here we're talking about B'tzayin Reb Shimon means that it was a Kli Chatzer, and Reb Shimon B'mat even Shalei L'Tzarech Mila, but Rashi holds like the Ravis of the Rif rings, that we're talking about Kli Batim, and according to Reb Shimon, by Mila, Kli Batim are also Mutter. And now a few Aris on the Erevim part of the Sugya, the Frat Aris that are negated to the Rashis in this Sugya. The first, when the Gemara brings the Mishnah, Echad gagas, echad kafivas, echad seiris, kulin shesachas, lekeim shavse besechad, v'leil lekeim shesavse besechad bais. That is a chilek. When you have kelim that bein hashmoshes of Shabbos were in the chatzir, you're allowed to carry them in chatzir lechatzir. There's no dinim of iser erivin on those kelim. But if those kelim, when it was kiddush hayayim, were in the bais, so there you're not allowed to carry them Michatzah lechatzah. Even if you lie to carry the bayis lechatzah because the chatzah made an erev with the bayis, but you can't carry it michatzah lechatzah. So first, Rashi says, karfifais, imshal beis asayimu. If the karfifas are only a beis asayim, So metaltal bekulay, let it be metaltal in the whole kaif. If it's a rishus hayachid, the im yaisir v'lhukal fadira. Now, what if the kafif was a kafif yesu basis saim l'hukal fadira? So there the halacha is, it blives a karmelis. We had before in the Zayinim and Aleph, kafif yesu basis saim shukal fadira, afilu akura, afilu karayim, mazarek l'seich echayiv, maitama mechitze al shemechaseris diurim, in the rice it's a rishus hayachid. But there's an issa tiltu min the rabbanan whenever it's more than a basis saim. So if the kafif is more than a basis saim, so in what respect are you calling it a rishus achas? So Rashi says, "Karle rishus achas l'gai mechaveri." They could carry from one kaif of Yesu beis asayim to another kaif of Yesu beis asayim. They're both the karmelis, so you could carry beis amis bezeh two kafifas Yesu beis asayim. Oy l'gabe chotzer l'talto beis amis bezeh or beis amis bezeh, or to carry from the kaif of Yesu beis asayim for a chotzer two amis bezeh, two amis bezeh. So the Rishash has the kashum. One second, if a kaif of Yesu beis asayim is a karmelis, you're not going to carry from a karmelis to rishus hayochid. So how could you carry from the karmelis to the chatzir? And he says it's often in Rashi and Erevin, daf tzadik amid beis and daf tzadik aleph amid aleph. It's come out often in the Gemara that you can't carry from a kaif of Yesu beis asayim to a chatzir. So Rashi is shver in svara, and Rashi is shver from Rashi lishitasi in Erevin daf tzadik aleph. And the Rishash says that the Tur in Simon Shinai and Beis, when he says the din, that you're allowed to carry the Kli Chatzim, Mechatzim, Lechatzim, and you're allowed to carry Gagan, Chatzeris, and Gafivas, Kulam, Rishusachas, Lekelem, Sheshavsu, Beseichon, the Tur writes like this, How the Chatzim, the Karfa, Rishusachas, saying, that the Karfa and Chatzim called Rishusachas, Dafkik Shein, the Karfa, Yesim, Yisusayim. Only if the Karfa is not Yesim, Yisusayim. Or if it's Yaisu Asasayim, but if it's Mukaf Ludira, so then it's not a Karmelis. Avaloy Hukaf Ludira, but if it's not Hukaf Ludira, people don't live there. And it's more than a Beis Asayim. Also, a Tautu Menu Lachatzi. You can't carry from the Kaif of Yaisu Beis Asayim, it's a Hukaf Ludira, which is a Karmelis to a Chatzi. Shari Karmelisu! Because it's a Karmelis. And he says, if it's more than a base of sign, you can be metalta shtei amis bezu, shtei amis bezeh. You can metalta with one karfif to another karfif, if they're both karmelis in. Because you're carrying from a karmelis to a karmelis as long as you're doing it within four amis. But you can't carry from a karfif yesu base of sign, lehukal fedira, to a chatzir. So the Torah clearly says, not like this Rashi, he says like the Rashi in Erevin. But he says the base yesif bothers him. Because the Beis Yosef brings down the Rashi and Erevin, and then on this tour that he says that he can carry from one Karif of Yesu Beis Asayim to another Karif of Yesu Beis Asayim, two Amis Bezu, he brings down the Rashi here, and he says, Mamish, the words of Rashi, Kafif Beis Imshel Beis Asayim Atalta Bekulay, Vim Yosef Luka Vedira Karlik Shus Achaz Lagai Bechaveri, Oil Lagai Bechatzel Atalta Beis Amis Bezeh. And Rashi clearly is saying that he could even do it with the chatzu, and the Torah says he can't. So why is he bringing this Rashi on the Torah, and why is he bringing two Rashis that are say to each other, and not being mayor anything? Could you carry from a kaif of Yosef Beisayim Lehukal Vedira to a chatzu or not? The Torah says he can't, Rashi and Erevin says he can't, Rashi here says he could, and the Beis Yosef brings it all down, and he doesn't comment. The Prisha and the Taisa Shabbos also ask this kasha on the Torah. On the Beis Yosef. But there's a teretz from the Atzei Almegim. He was a Gevaldig Gadol some 250 years ago. He has a Sefer Anilchus Erevin. He also has Atzei Arazim and Evin Ezer. And also the Shal Shachuvah's Teres Rafal from Rafal Shapira of Elojin. Chelek Aleph, Simon, and Gimel's Mechavim to the same teretz. The Taisa Shabbos also was Mechavim to the teretz, but he's Deichet. He says it's not a good teretz. But the teretz is that if the chatzir is a chatzir with an Erev, avadi can't carry from a karif of Yesu Beis Asayim Shulka Vadir as a karmelis to a chatzir that has an Erev that's a Rishus HaYachid, avadi that would be awesome in their abundant. What Rashi means here is a chatzir she'enim revis. A chatzir she'enim revis, maybe Rashi holds, that also has a loch of a karmelis. Even though it's a bissel shver, because we're talking about kli chatzir here, and the Kli Chatzi, you're allowed to carry in the Chatzi Sheinim Revis. So the Chaya, Al Kapanim, we're going to discuss about the Kli Batim soon. But Al Kapanim for Kli Chatzi, A chatzis shenim revis really doesn't have a din of a karmelis. Has din of rishus leyachid, you're allowed to carry more than dalet amis in a chatzis shenim revis. And even klibatim, we'll see, it's not so pashy. Rashi in this sugya itself, like we're going to speak soon, is mashmi, you're allowed to carry more than dalet amis in a chatzis shenim revis. It doesn't have a din of a karmelis. That's why it's not such a pashy to tear it. But that's the omegim, the teres of foe, want to say that would answer the Beis Yosef very good. This Rashi didn't bother the Beis Yosef at all. This Rashi is talking about a chatzah she'ena merevis, which has a din of a karmelis. A chatzah merevis, that would have a din of rishus liyachin. That's a vada also, like it says in Rashi in Erev and Daf Tzadik Aleph, like it says in the Torah. Now the next Torah on the sugya is Rabbi Kivegas Kasha. On the sugya of Mavish l'nishtatfu boi ma'ala talta b'kuloi, that the Gemara says, well, maybe it should be like a chatzer. A chatzer shle'iv, you'll have to be metalta b'kuloi, so mavish l'nishtatfu boi also allowed to be metalta b'kuloi. So Rashi says in the Gemara, mutal talta b'kuloi, what are you allowed to be metalta b'kuloi by a chatzer shle'iv? First of all, he says, mashinimsu b'seichai, whatever's inside the chatzer. And the second thing he says, a begodav shaitziyim in a bayis l'teichan derech malbush. Clothing that you brought out while you were wearing them, paish, then you could take them off from a talta b'kulei l'divei hakol. You're not allowed to carry from a bayis to a chatzah she'ena merevis. So what's if shat, you're allowed to be matalta b'kulei? The things that are already there. And who had in clothing that you were wearing, and you brought them out, and you took them off in the chatzah, so there you're allowed to be matalta those clothing in the chatzah b'kulei. So Rabbi Kivegan, the Gilyan Ashas, says, Tmiyali, ha-mikol makim came in the shavs to a bayis osu l'tautlon, ukud is lehed ye'erev in daf tzadik aleph v'kum se v'sujiv v'tzorech yin gadol. These are kelim she'shavs to a bayis that you're not going to be metautl in a chatz sheinim urevis, and he says, v'tzorech yin gadol. Pelo de Rashi, Rabbi Kivegan repeats this kasha also in the Mishnayis and Erevin and Kol Gagos. And there he says in Nusach, that since you find that kumsav esuja have a din of kli batim legabe that you can't take it out mechatzel lechatzer, kol shkein you can't carry it in lechatzer sheinim merevis. That's his nusach. Well, lemaisa, it's not so pashut. There's a discussion in the Paiskim. The Bi'alacha discusses it by Richos in Simin Shinayim days. It is yitachin to learn that there's an issa to carry kli batim mechatzel lechatzer. But to carry kli batim dal and amis in a chatzah she'ena merevis meicha teisa that's aser. And a number of achreinim amatir. The Gan Yankov in the beginning of Kol Gagos, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Simen Shinayim Beis, that's the maskana of the Chazainish, Simen Kuf Dalet Sifkat and Chav Beis. And like achreinim point out, the Beis Meir discusses it in Shim Memtes, had an interesting exchange of letters with Rabbi Kivega, like a lot of times in the Beis Meir, they had Pashat a Chalufei Mechtavim about this topic. Rabbi Kivega wrote to him, means Nemzon that it's Aser. And the Beis Meir asked him, what's the Makar that it's Aser? How do you know that Kli Batim Aser to carry a Dal Amas Aderek Shisarabim? And I found very interesting, when Beis Meir asked him specifically for Arayim, Rabbi Kivega wrote, I thought it was Pashat. And Ke'es, I don't remember if I just thought it was Pasha Misvar or if I had a Raya. And then he's Mufalpul about different Rayas. I one time thought that there's a Gemara in Erev and Daf Tzadik Aleph and in Braisa, and the Braisa writes, V'kelen sheshavsu b'chatzah mutl taltal b'chatzah. And Rashi says b'chatzah means afapi shal irva. So the Braisa says that a kelen that shavsu b'chatzah yilai to be mutalda n'chatzah, and Rashi says it means b'chatzah sheinu merevis. That sounds like only because it's shavsu b'chatzer, a kli bayis, you wouldn't be able to metalta b'chatzer. If you could even metalta a kli bayis in the chatzer once it's in the chatzer, so why did I have to say kelim sheshavsu b'chatzer? Maybe that's why b'kivegan emdenon. I'm not sure. L'maisa, the Rajman Avedis HaKadosh, Rajman is a safe Avedis HaKadosh and Hilchas Erevin, he says mefurish that it's aser. He says mefurish that you're allowed to carry in the kli in the chatzer sheinim revis, only kli chatzer. Kli batim yinala to carry nechatz hashen and merevis. There's a taisa in Erev and Daf Tzadik Aleph, which is mashmitz mutter. So you have a Rashba that holds its aser. Rashi here, Lechayr, is saying that it's mutter, and taisa in Erev and Daf Tzadik Aleph. The Beis Meir wants to say maybe a teretz, then Rashi could also hold its aser. But if you're wearing the clothing, he says, Bein Hashmashis, it was not called Kelim Sheshav Subabayis. If you're wearing the clothing, that's not called shavsu abayis. The Kumsa Vesudri says, a hat you don't usually wear in the house. When you come to the house, you take it off. So that's a kli bayis, Kumsa Vesudra, that the Gemara brings, a hat. It got to the chatzah because you wore it there. But clothing, Rashi says, that you're wearing in the house, so there, it's not a kli, it's not a kalish shavsu abayis. I saw the Mishnah Sarbaran, Rabbi Kala was also mechaven to this. Rabbi named unlike Rabbi Kivega, that it's also kli batim. And he said, Rashi is talking about clothing you're wearing bein hashmashis, the bottle to the guf, they don't become a kalish shavsu abayis. But kibshutai, Rashi is even kli batim, amutta timitalta nechatsa shayna merevis. As I look at and Tazan Erevin of Tzadik Aleph, and the Rashba holds its Aser. Now, what's the Svaris of Machlekes? Why should you say it's Mutter? Why should you say it's Aser? So, Parshib Shat, and this is what the B'Alach and Emzom with the Klarkite. The Svaris of Machlekes is, what's the Isser of Chatzah She'enim Urevis? We know there's an Isser of Erevin to take something from one house and bring it to another house. What's the Pshat in that Isser? The Pshat is, Din Erevin is saying, there's an Isser Eitzah Mishus L'Shus. I mean, there is it's dafkir rishus yachid to rishus a rabbin. I mean, there are abundant it's even rishus yachid to a karmelis and a karmelis to rishus a rabbin. I mean, there are abundant they made another thing. You could have rishus Ruvain and rishus Shimon. Two different rishuyas. One's owned by Ruvain because he lives there. Erevin is totally in the living there. He's like the owner because he lives there. And one's owned by Shimon because Shimon lives there. So it's a din rishus l'rishus. You can't carry from rishus Ruvain to rishus Shimon. That's called shtei rishuyas. Like the lashon of the Gemara, gagas katzeris karfifas are rishus achas. Batim are like shtei rishuyas. That's the main place where people live. That's their rishus. So this is Ruvain's rishus. This is Shimon's rishus. And it's also to carry rishus l'rishus. Now how about carrying from your house to your chatzim She'enim Urevis? Two houses are there by a chatzir, or multiple houses. What's the issa to carry from the house to the chatzir? You could say a chakira. Rashi Kaseidin Erevin says, because the bayis is a shus la'atzmai, and chatzir is a shus acheris Urevis ba. V'nimsa metalta mishus l'shus. One of the blazes that mem chesim and aleph. Ha'bayis miyuchir chol echad, v'chatzir is a shus l'kulon, I think what he means is, because the Bayi says is all Ruvain's, the Chatzir is both Ruvain's and Shimon's. So the Chatzir has Rishus Shimon in it. So that's also called Rishus L'Rishus. You're carrying from Ruvain to Shimon. The Bayi says Ruvain. The Chatzir is both Ruvain and Shimon combined, so that's also Shimon. So that's Rishus L'Rishus. So that's why you can carry the Kli Batim from one chatzah to another chatzah, because you're carrying the kli batim from Rishus Ruvain to Rishus Shimon. But in the chatzah she'enim urevis, there's no Rishus Lushus. It's all the same Rishus. It's Rishus Ruvain and Shimon together to Rishus Ruvain and Shimon together. It's all the same Rishus. So Mela, you're now going to carry from the bayis to the chatzah, you're carrying from Rishus Ruvain to Rishus Shimon. But to carry in the chatzah, that's one big Rishus. That's not Rishus L'Rishus. But the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Aleph and Ilchus Erevin, the Rambam is mashma different vort. And that's what I think the Be'alacha means, that the Rambam is mashma b'yasser. The Rambam says that since the bayis belongs to one person, and the chatzir belongs to multiple people, so the bayis is like a Rishus HaYachid, and the chatzir is like a Rishus HaRabim. I bezai, if me there are banan, the chatz is like a rishus harabim because it belongs to multiple people. So in a rishus harabim, you can't carry more than dalal amis. So that's the shayla. Is the pshat a chatz shenim revis is not a rishus harabim klal or klal? A chatz shenim revis is a rishus that belongs to a few people. So you can't carry from any individual person to the chatz because you're carrying from the individual person to another person who also happens to be in the chatz. That's why it's rishus rishus. But not that there's a problem of having multiple people. That doesn't make it a Rishus HaRabim. It's just that each person is kaveh that it's his Rishus, but often that you can't carry from someone else's Rishus to there. But carrying within the Rishus, that's not a problem. But if you hold that as a din of a Rishus HaRabim, so then you can ask for carrying Dalal Amis because you're carrying in a Rishus HaRabim. That's one way to learn the Machlek. So the Rashba holds it's like a Rishus HaRabim. The Rambam also is mashman away. The Rambam calls it a Rishus HaRabim. But Rashi and Taisus hold it's mutter. They hold it's not a rishus rabbim. It's a rishus yachid. It's just he can't carry, just like he can't carry from Reuven's house to Shimon's chatzir. Who then you can't carry from Reuven's house to a chatzir that both has both Reuven and Shimon. That's also called Shimon's chatzir to ask carrying from Reuven's house. But in the chatzir itself, that's all one rishus. But I could tell you another svara to ask a dal and amis in the chatzir sheinim revis the kli batim. And it's mavur from the Evin Ezer and from Rabbi Kirega, at least in Rabbi Kirega's Havimina, that they held of that svar, not of the svar that was saying of Rishus Aram. That's the Beis Meir svar, the Bialach svar. I think there's another svar, why it should be Aser. Because the emes is, we have to understand Rabbi Shimon's Shita. Rabbi Shimon says, Echad Gangas ve'echad Chatzeris ve'echad Kafifais, Rishus Achas Hein L'Kelem Sheshav Subaseichai, V'loy L'Kelem Sheshav Subaseichai Vais. What's the pshat in that? Why should you be allowed to carry kli chatzir from chatzir to chatzir and chatzir to gag and gag to karfa for chuli, but you're not allowed to carry kli batim from chatzir to chatzir? What's the chilek? How do we understand the lumdus of that chilek? So I always understood it kapshutai. Rashi says in Erevin that chatzir does not kavei rishus because people don't use the chatzir so much. So mela, it's not rishus ruvein. That's the lashon of the Mishnah, kulin rishus achas. The chatzit, Reuven's chatzit is not called Rishus Reuven, because he doesn't hang out there so much. It's not the Shmishe Tamid. His house is called his Rishus, his chatzit is not. The Shimon's chatzit is not called Rishus Shimon. He doesn't hang out there so much. It's called Rishus Achas. We don't see in it that this is this Baalim's Rishus, that's that Baalim's Rishus. But that's only Legabe Kli Chatzit. When we're dealing with Kli Batim, then for some reason, Penegei, the Kli Batim, Reuven's Rishus is Reuven's, and Shimon's Rishus is Shimon's. Then the Chatzir, all of a sudden, is Chaylik Rishus Latzmai. That's Mamish Pasha Taicha the Mishnah. Rishus Achasein, Lekelem Sheshav Sebeseichai. And we go on to the Kelem Sheshav, they're all one big Rishus. I don't see it in the Chilik of the Bailam. And we go on to the Kelem Sheshav Sebeseichai Bayis, then I do have to reckon with the Bailam. Now you can ask, what's the Pshat in that? That would have to wait for Kol Gagas. But the Ganyankov in Kol Gagas says a whole different pshat. He says the pshat is like this. Anytime you're carrying Kli Batim, it blames like you're carrying them out of the bayis. So you're allowed to carry Michatzel L'Chatzir. You're not allowed to carry Mibayis L'Chatzir if you're not Ma'uriv with the bayis, if other people are in the Chatzir. When you're carrying Kli Bayis Michatzel L'Chatzir, anytime you carry Kli Bayis, it blames like you're carrying them from the bayis. That's the Takanas Chazal. When you carry Kli Batim, it blames like you're carrying them from the Batim. So there's another pshat. Not the pshat that the Chatzir Sheinim Revis blames like Rishus Rabbim. It doesn't. But when you carry Dal and Amis in the Chatzir Sheinim Revis, so you're carrying in the Chatzir Sheinim Revis? Carrying in the Chatzir Sheinim Revis, you're carrying Kli Batim, it blames like you're carrying from the bayis. Just like you're not allowed to carry me chatzir l'chatzir, because it blives you carrying me bayis l'chatzir. Who are then in the chatzir alein, you can't carry more than dal and amis, because it blives you carrying from the bayis to the chatzir. Now the Ganyankov himself doesn't hold that way. The Ganyankov holds that as long as you're within the same chatzir, it's not called carrying. You're not carrying b'chlal. But he clears like this. He clears, let's say you're coming to visit somebody's apartment. You're going derech Rishus Rabbim, you're wearing your jacket, and you come into the apartment house, and you take off the jacket in the hallway of the apartment house. Are you allowed to carry it from the hallway of the apartment house to the person's apartment? It's a chatzim urevis. But you're carrying the kli batim from a different bayis. That's not in this eruv. He has a sad to say it's aser. Because this is his yisayit. Any time you're carrying kli batim, it obliges you carrying them from a bayis. So here, I'm carrying from the courtyard, from the hallway to the apartment house, it obliges you I'm carrying from my house. I'm not allowed to carry from my house to your house. But he says, maybe not. Maybe since it's all moriv together, I'm right to not carry. It's all one big rishus. But that's how the Gan Yaakov learns the sugya. Any time I carry a kli that was shavus from bayis, it obliges like I'm carrying it from the bayis. So the Evin HaEzer Nemdan, when I carry my jacket into your house, and I carry it down on Amis in your house, that's also Asr. Because since the Kli started off in my house, so when I carry it for Amis in your house, it's also Asr. So the Bialacha brings down that the Beis Meir said about that, that's a mistake. He says the whole shmooze, we're talking about a chatzah she'ena murevis. That might have a dinner versus a rabbin. We have two tzedakim about that. But if you bring a keli from your house into my house, derech malbush, but now you're not carrying a bechlal. You could go for amos in my house. It's not a tzad bechlal. What's a tzad to us in that? And he wrote all this to Rabbi Kivega. And in the Beis Meir, he says, Rabbi Kivega did not answer me. Ushtika kahida adami. And that's my mission mistake. Rabbi Kivega himself was bothered with this. Rabbi Kivega was asking him, when you have a bris milah, and you have a guy bringing the baby to the shul, which that's what they used to do in those days. He said, you're not allowed to take the baby from the guy and move it dalet amos in the shul. Because since the baby started off in another house, it's a klisha shavsu abayis, you can't carry it dalet amos in the shul. He says, maybe in the shul is different, but let's say you have it in another house. A person that had a very small house is going to make a bris milah in the gvir's large house. You're not allowed to carry it dalet amos. The Beis Meir says, that's a mistake. The Evan Isa said it. But he told Rabbi Kivega, that's my mishnah mistake. I understand. There has a dinner versus the rabbin. Someone else's house? What's the problem? How could you ask the carrying down amos in someone's house? And he says, Rabbi Kivega didn't answer, mishtika kaida. The Bialacha writes that it was mashma. Bialacha quotes this whole thing from the Beis Meir. And he says, umashma she Rabbi Kivega haiduloi. I'm not 100% sure. Rabbi Kivega held that way, and Evan Isa held that way. I'm not sure it was a mistake. Lefil was saying it's good. Because if they're saying the Yisayit of carrying in a Chatzah Sheinim Revis is that whenever you carry Dalet Amos, that's called the Aitzah, and when you're dealing with Kli Bayis, every Aitzah blinds like it's from the house. So who are they when you're carrying in Yenis Rishus? You carry more than Dalet Amos, it blinds the Aitzah, and every Aitzah is as if it's from Yenis' house. That would be nafgamina. So the sikkum, we have two reasons why you're not allowed to carry dalet amos kli batim in the chatzah she'ena merevis. We have the reason of the Beis Meir and the Bialacha that b'negei the kli batim, the chatzah she'ena merevis is rishus harabim. So you can't carry dalet amos, that's rishus harabim. But we have the reason that I'm saying from the Gan Yankov that the yisayid, the reason why you can't carry kli batim in chatzah lechatzah is that any itzah from the kli batim blives itzah from the bayis. So who had din dalet amos b'chatzah she'ena merevis blives itzah from the bayis, and lefi zeh be also even in someone else's house, and that's what the Evan Eiza says, and that's what Rabbi Kivega said klar. Just when the Beis Meir asked him the kasha, Rabbi Kivega didn't answer, and the Beis Meir felt he was meida. But halacha lemaisa, the bialacha's psak is that in someone else's house it's zichamuter, and the Gan Yankov holds that way. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and the Chazinish. And then these are chayinim I make leave in the Chatzah Shein and Merevis. But there, the Bialacha brings down both studim. It's your talking to your machmer in the Chatzah Shein and Merevis, like the Rashba, and like Rabbi Kveganem done. But the whole din of Chatzah Shein and Merevis is not klar. The common materim. So Havz the Lahaisafalay, they don't really have to be machmer. Carrying a clothing that you brought into Yenna's house becomes a Vesujah more than Dalet Amos.